Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Coming up on TMS, the pipes of Bag.
Shaka, when the clothes fell.
Mandolin DeLorean.
Kenley and Jenner, the weird harp twins.
Grandma outruns prisoners.
From whiskey to nuts.
Alas, poor Robert Urich.
Ace Ventura, poop detective.
We had our violins, now we can have our sax.
Get dressed and exit the vehicle.
Love the wiener, hate the buns.
I've got an organ.
Walk down the wrong hallway to set up a conflict.
The one where they throw wrenches at each other.
Throwing wrenches at each other with Jerry and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
On the one hand, you can't believe the beauty. On the other hand, they don't even have toilets.
Hey, come over here and farted on me.
The Morning Stream. 1, 2, 3. Licks to get to the center.
I haven't played that one in a while. Hey, everybody, welcome back to TMS, the morning stream for October 5th, 2021. Scott Johnson here, Brian Ibbett there. Good morning, Brian.
Hello.
Hello. It's me. I was going to ask you a question right at the top of the show here. Yesterday,
yes, a
neighbor or somebody pooped on your lawn, or their dog did.
Well, their dog did anyway. Yeah. Yes.
Did you, any follow-up there?
I went out right after the show, immediately with my phone, because I was going to take a picture of it to use on the show today.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say that on the way back, they must have picked it up because the poop was gone. The poop was gone.
Sometimes humanity doesn't let us down.
Exactly. Sometimes the goodness of people pull through. So, yeah, I couldn't even find... They did a great job. I couldn't even find, like, remnants. You know, usually sometimes if it's a if it's a real mess, you've got... leftovers in there. No, yeah. They did great. So, hey, good on them for being... such good people and taking care of their dog's squat.
Yeah, indeed. And maybe, you know, maybe this era of everyone's got a camera is just enough to nudge people to say, you know,
maybe
I should do the right thing anyway, but also I'm being filmed. So I'll go get a bag and I'll come back and I'll do it. Faith in humanity restored. All right.
That's right. Hey, you remember me talking about art this last, at this Oddities and Curiosities Expo, and I said there was an artist there that was great and had a really cool look.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just, I mean, it's kind of gonna promote him. I mean, I'm just gonna say,
right,
go check out DougMansfieldArt.com. I'll put a link in the show notes, but he does this really cool.
I see why you said this is remind you of Carter stuff. This is very
Carter-esque.
Much her jam. Yeah. Yeah, it's like Art Deco 60s.
Art Deco, stuff that would be right at home on the back of a pinball machine. Although the stuff that he's got, the stuff that he's got on the, I guess you have to go really far down the page to get to the, what I consider to be the good stuff.
Because
there's a few things here. Oh, there we go. His paintings and things. It's his digital art that is like, okay, but his paintings are really where it's at.
Oh, yeah. Look at those. Oh, yeah. This is great. Oh, happy to give this guy some airtime here. DougMansfieldArt.com.
Doug Mansfield, exactly. He has no idea that I'm promoting him, and whatever. Good for him, because he's got some good stuff. Yeah, the paintings are really good.
Oh, look at the Miss Pac-Man one. I want that on my wall. That's cool.
Right?
Ooh,
yeah, no kidding. With the three like beatnik hipsters watching leggings woman play some Pac-Man.
By the time you get to the bottom, the guy in the bottom is on vacation in the enchanted tiki room. He looks drunk out of his mind or stoned or something.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Look at those bags under his eyes. Yeah. Holy cow.
He's seen
Boy, he
stuff.
Loves the video games, though. Look at that. Yeah. Q-Bert, Asteroids.
Yeah, total gamer guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Cool. Anyway.
Very cool. Look at that. Look at us doing free promotion for people.
Yeah.
Well, we go from poo pickup to promotion to, I can't think of a good P word, so I'll just say a game I'm going to inflict on Brian. Okay.
Pondering. Positing.
Positing. You're positing. There you go. Positing. Yes. Not depositing. Positing.
No, because the dog did that yesterday and it got picked up.
That's right. So here's my thinking. Since Brian tests me and Dunaway and others all the time in various ways. Once in a while, we got to, throw it back the other way a little bit. And so today I thought I'd do it kind of a weird thing. I got to pull up the right link here.
It's only fair.
Yeah. Right? It is fair.
It is fair. It's a good way for me to say, I may have all these quiz and stuff, but I know jack shit.
Yeah. I mean, you might kill this. I don't know. You might do really well.
Who knows? I'm already seeing like... I'm letting you introduce the game, but boy, am I worried about this.
Well, all right. So here's the title of it, or the purpose of it is Brian's going to see if he can tell which instrument is being played. So Brian's a bit of a music aficionado, loves the music. You like the modern, the old, the new, the whatever. Brian likes it all.
Yeah.
And has the biggest music library of anyone I personally know. So
I still have CDs, people.
That's
still
right.
Still have CDs.
That's right. So this should be interesting. You're only going to hear sounds.
Okay. Obviously. I will not look at the chat room. And just as a warning, I'll probably guess oboe for 3/4 of these.
Fantastic. Let's see if we have any oboes. I don't know if we will or not. We might. All right. I'm going to hit play. Let's start with, I'm not sure how many of these are because I didn't really preview this very well, but we'll see what we got here. So, all right. Number one. Hold on. It's the video's asking for likes. Here we go. Number one.
Easy.
So what do you think?
I've got one of those. It's an organ.
Okay. Brian's got an organ. Pipe organ, to be specific. That is correct.
Pipe organ,
nicely done. Yeah. All right. How about this one?
By the way, that is where the phrase pulling out all the stops comes from.
Oh.
Because stops create the limiters on the sounds. But when you want like the full-on pipe organ blasting, you pull out all the stops.
Oh, I had never heard that. I thought pulling out the stops was when a plane needed to leave and you pulled the things out
from the
tires, the chucks.
Pull the tire chucks out?
Yeah, I guess that's not it. All right.
Nope.
Damn it. My whole life I thought that was a thing. I hate when I find out a thing I thought was wrong the whole time. Man,
It's I've heard that. So, you'll Google it later and say, no, Brian, it's...
Hey, Brian, I'd like to make a correction on yesterday's show. All right.
Exactly.
So you get one of these. All right, well done. All right, yay. Here's your next one.
Give me right there. Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's just telling
us. Okay, that's going to be a pipe organ.
That's a pipe organ. All right, here's number two. Wait. Oh, geez. Okay. Why isn't it? Okay.
That would be a slide trombone, I believe.
Would you call that a trombone? Or a slider?
I'm
going
to say it's a slide trombone.
All right, let's find out. Is that correct? Yep, it says it's correct. Ding, ding, you've done it.
Okay,
you've
good. Done I guess I should let the entire instrument play, but I just...
It's all good. What you've done is good work. Okay, here we go.
Sufficient, okay.
Okay, the way this plays, I can't really control it. Here we go, number three. What do you think that is?
That would be a cowbell.
Okay.
Hold on a sec. Because a cowbell, you strike with a stick or a mallet. That's, I think, we'll still call it a cowbell because it still has a clacker. That's still a, cowbell.
All right. And let's see if it's a bit of cowbell. Yeah. Let's see. It'll tell me right here. Oh, number three is indeed a cowbell. Okay. It's somebody who's doing the shaking of it.
Yeah, you know, the what's that guy's name? The
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell character, Bert Manson.
Renfringenson. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, number four.
Exploring the space with that cowbell. All
good,
right.
Good job on that. All right, so that's that. All right, here's this one. I don't know why they play it like a manic freak show.
Vigorous violin playing right there.
All right, I think that must be correct, but let me jump ahead.
I mean, it could be a fiddle, but I'm going to say a violin.
Indeed, it is a violin. Well done.
Okay.
All right, next up we have... Boy, these aren't hard yet.
No, they're not.
Okay, here's number five. Wait, let me go back.
Okay. That'd be a trumpet.
Gosh dang it. These are too easy.
Really easy.
Yeah. You are correct. It is a trumpet. All right. So let's get now they're going to get hard. Okay. Hold on here. Okay. We're moving.
I should guess the name, but then you have to spell it.
That should be the deal. Here, I'm going to try trumpet ball without my eyes. My eyes closed.
Okay. All right.
T-R-U-M-P-U-T. Trumpet.
Oh, so close.
Didn't I get it? T-R-U-M-P-U-T. P-E-T. Not trumpet.
Trumpet.
Did you play the trumpet in high school? The trumpet?
Okay, all good. Right, this is fun.
Okay, that was trumpet. Oh, geez, there it is again. Okay, here comes number six.
Taps. Yeah.
Number six. Here we go. Six. Any idea?
Well, sounds like an acoustic guitar. It could be a mandolin. I'm going to say mandolin.
Let's double check and see. Is it mandolin? It is indeed a mandolin. Well done. Matt, see, now we're in the weeds here a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, all right. Spell mandolin.
M-A-N-D-O-L. It's always the second to last letter that gets me.
Uh-huh.
I-N.
Very good. Yeah.
Mando.
It's basically Mandalorian without R, without R, O, and A.
Mandalindalorian. Got it. Okay. Yes, number seven. Good. Here we go. Okay.
That'd be a xylophone.
All right. Is it xylophone? It's asking. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, is it? Dang it. Hold on a second. I've obviously lost that one. But that there's another thing that's like a xylophone that is, what is that called?
Do you
know? It's metal tubes.
Yeah. Well, is it though? Is it metal tubes? Is it?
No. It's not called metal tubes. It's a.
No, I mean, does it have metal tubes?
Oh, it has metal tubes.
Okay.
Shoot. What is it?
It does not have metal tubes. It's a Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel. Oh, Glockenspiel is not metal tubes?
No, it's unless this guy's playing. Hold on. Is this guy? I think the image that here, let me show you the image they gave me.
Show me the image.
Because the image is of an old man playing what looks like a xylophone, but they put Glockenspiel below it.
Yeah. Well, they look exactly the same.
There. Is that
the one? Oh, that's no, that picture is a xylophone.
Yeah.
Xylophone is flat bars. A Glockenspiel
is tubes.
I think a Glockenspiel is tubes.
Claims it's Glockenspiel, but they showed a picture of an old man playing, I think, a xylophone. So I think
Glockenspiel has flat.
Has flat
things as well. Okay. Yeah. Xylophones bars are made of wood. Glockenspiels are metal plates or tubes, thus making it a metallophone.
Oh, a metallophone.
Xylophone wood. Glockenspiel metal.
It's the hot new thing from Samsung next year.
That's right. Exactly.
The telephone.
Dang it. All right.
All right. Yeah, so one down. One down.
Yep.
Here's your next one.
Hoop.
Number eight. That's too easy.
That sounds like an upright bass to me.
It does to me as well. Let's see if it concurs. Yep. Do you have a different?
Stand-up bass, upright bass guitar.
I'll say bass is in
word
the word.
For that?
Yeah. It's called A something bass.
A something.
Or A, you know, like.
Yeah. A word that begins with A for the bass. Acoustic bass?
Incorrect.
No. What?
You give up there?
Yeah, I give up. What's the...
They call it a double bass. A double bass.
Oh, a double... I was thinking... I was looking for a word that began with A. I like the chat room, by the way, filling the chat with ace of bass. Yeah. A double bass. Okay.
Double bass. Double bass.
Double bass.
All right. All right, double bass. That one's a bummer, I think. All right, let's try the next one. Okay, wait. I know... Let's play.
Yeah, we'll play through. We'll play through it.
Oh, jeez. Okay, here's 9.
It sounds like a tuba.
Tuba, you say.
I'm going to say tuba.
Brian says tuba. Let's see what it says. Is it? It is indeed a tuba. Congratulations. Cool. Yeah, well done. There's all a guy right. that looks a lot like Hammond Chamberlain playing a tuba in this image.
Massive beard.
Massive beard. Kind of a head thing to cover up some, you know, bald issues. Yep. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. He looks good. Glasses. Does he wear glasses? Mm. No, I don't even know. All right. I don't think he does. I think I just made him wear glasses for no reason. All right, number 10. Here's number 10.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. See if you can get that one, Brian.
That'd be a piano. Are they looking for whether it's a Steinbeck or a...
I think you... let's
a
see.
A grand piano?
Let's see. It calls it a piano. Congratulations. Yeah. Piana. You got
piano.
It. All right. So here's number next. This is number 11.
Okay.
Oh, this gets tricky.
It does.
Your wind instruments.
It's a woodwind. It's I think it's too high to be a flute. Is it a piccolo?
Let's find out if it's a piccolo. Is it a piccolo? It's a recorder. A recorder.
A recorder. Okay.
Everyone's sister ran around the house with one of these in junior high. The recorder.
Yeah.
Okay. Not doing that bad, though. Recorder. Dude, you're doing good.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we got... that was weird. Oh, hey.
Oh, we had our violins. Now we have our sex.
Yeah. Imagine me with no shirt on. Let's see.
It'd be a saxophone.
Let's see if you are correct. You are correct. Ooh, that guy's got sunglasses on. All right, cool. All right, next up we have, hold on here. This is taking forever. Oh, okay. This could be tricky.
Oh, okay. All right.
Number 13. Here we go. Oh, shut up, saxophone. Okay, here we go. That could be tricky.
Is that a harpsichord?
Let me double check. Is it a harpsichord?
Or an auto harp?
Judges are telling me you're close, but not quite. The answer is simply harp.
Harp. Plain harp? Oh,
now, okay. Is harpsichord...
That's funny.
Is harpsichord
is the one you lay flat that... That sits flat on the floor as opposed to a harp, which is the big.
Oh. See, I thought I was about to learn.
Look at that 3D.
That's pretty
very
good,
much not the same thing.
I thought you were going to tell me that harp is short for harpsichord, and I would learn that today. But no.
No, I mean it is. Harp. I don't know if harp itself, the full instrument, mm-hmm. they both have the same roots though, because they are stringed instruments that you play with your fingers or sometimes with a pick.
Right. Have you noticed, by the way, how their knuckles are just monstrous, the people that play those things? They're just... they have the biggest knuckles. Oh, yeah, because they're so like... Hmm. You have to have so much hand strength over time or whatever. It's like people with calluses for guitars or anything else, but like harp players, they got these like big old pods on their hands that used to be knuckles. It's crazy. All right.
Those two, Kenley and... Jenner or whatever their names are that play
Kenley and
are they
Jenner.
Playing you know the harp the weird harp twins on YouTube are they harp twins what are they
know.
Playing
I don't know who Kenley and Jenner are. Is that a real thing?
Kenler, there's like Kennerly, maybe Kennerly is one of them.
Kennerly.
The weird harp twins that looked like gaze at each other while they're playing the Game of Thrones theme. Do you know what I'm talking about, right?
The
weird harp twins,
right? They're kind of ghostly.
Holding, like they're playing handheld harps, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're kind of ghostly. These two ladies, right?
They're a little ghostly, but they have these weird looks that they give each other.
Kennerly and Jenler. Okay, I think I found it.
Kennerly
and Camille.
Camille and Kennerly. Okay, yeah. One of them.
And they play like this. Oh, they do covers and stuff.
Yeah, they do a lot of covers.
Oh, they walk around with them? Weird.
They walk around, but watch their faces. Like they gaze longingly at each other while they play.
They have a lot of the gaze longingly. Hold on. Oh yeah, and they're twins.
Well, they have vocals.
They're twins,
yeah.
They got some singings and the harping. All right.
Yeah. So those are like handheld harps that you can walk around with, as opposed to.
Even then, they look too big.
On the floor.
They look too big. They just look monster. They look stupid. All right. Okay. Here's your next one, number 14, Brian. Here you go.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That feels like an acoustic guitar.
Let's find out if Brian is correct. Is that an acoustic guitar? It is. Well done. Oh, well, it says guitar, but same thing. Like, that one counts.
Yeah. It's not an electric guitar. I can tell you that.
We're not getting picky about that. All right. Here's 15.
Okay. It's a musical instrument and a shape.
Yeah,
it's triangle.
You're right. It's a triangle. Congratulations. I have not that been is, keeping score, by the
Ed
way.
Ed Grimley's so. the instrument that Ed Grimley plays.
You
by
must
the
say.
Way.
You must say. That's what he always says.
That's right. It's a very good instrument. I must say.
I must say. I made my daughter watch that for the first time, and they all looked at me like I was crazy. Like
it's the best thing. It's funny how Martin Short has done so much since, but man, Ed Grimley might be my favorite thing that Martin Short's ever done. And there are a lot of things that I love that he's done.
Yeah. He's great in so many ways, but I agree with you. I think I love Ed Grimley. Can't take that away from me. All right. Number 15, 16 rather. Here we go. Oh shit. Too easy.
Wow. Those would be the pipes of Bag.
Correct. Pipes of Bag is correct. All right. That was, gosh dang it, that was an easy one. All right. Number 17, hopefully, is a little less ridiculous here. Here we go. All right. That was still, okay. 17. Here we go.
Oh.
Right.
That might be the aforementioned oboe, but I'm not locking that in just yet.
It's a little lower, right?
Bassoon,
it's a little more bassy.
A bassoon
or
is lower. Mm-hmm. I think that is an oboe.
Let's find out.
I'm going to stay oboe.
Is it an oboe? It is a clarinet.
Isn't it?
Clair-gackinet.
The clair-gackinet, yes. Oboe is,
It's hard. That's a hard one.
That is a hard one.
All right.
I told you I would guess oboe.
Yeah,
I promised you an oboe guess.
Yeah, maybe the oboe will still come up.
Clarinet.
All right, next up, we got a... Well, this might be the last one. Is there only 17? Hold on. Okay. 18.
Oh.
Oh, geez. Hey, Brian.
That's a snare drum
you
right
think
there.
That might be a drum? Let's see.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a snare. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a snare, it turns out. Literally
as opposed
a snare
to a tom-tom or a bass.
All right, how about this
or
one?
Or hi-hat or a
19.
Crash. Oh. That's a harmonica.
Yeah, harmonica. Never harm Monica.
Never harm Monica.
Yep,
or else she won't get you into Among Us.
All right, now that one gives you a ding. Now this, whoops, that already started to play. Here we go back. Here we go.
Is gong simply what you're looking for with
that
one?
Well, that's a good question. Let's see. Is it gong? Yeah, it's a gong.
Yeah.
Real hard.
It felt upright to me as opposed to parallel to the ground like a cymbal.
Well, that
also was huge.
That was your 20th. You did well.
Thank you. Jeez.
I don't know how many you got wrong there. Did anyone in the chat keep score or anything?
I think you have at least four, maybe five wrong.
Okay. I think that's better than I would have done.
Yeah. Clarinet. Kicking myself for clarinet and just plain old harp. What I should have said is harp and then waited for you to go more harp. Harpsichord auto harp.
Exactly. So I am
Roosevelt rule.
By my accounting, I think you did quite well. So, good job.
That's fun.
Well, all right. Now that we've done that, I'm being told by the newsroom that we've neglected them. They feel like yesterday we avoided news altogether, so now today we have to do it. So I guess we'll do this.
This is the info we've been waiting for.
Great. It's the news, and it's brought to you by.
Brought to you by a friend of the show, care of Paul. Oh, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
For being
You're
a friend.
Great. You're a friend and a guy. and a show of a guy.
Indeed. Indeed. A friend and a guy.
A friend and a guy. All right, check this out. A woman was arrested. Speaking of the opposite of a guy, a woman was arrested after being found naked in the back seat of a Jeep at Florida's car dealer at a Florida car dealership.
Oh, really? Well, in Florida, you say?
Yeah. Weird. I know. We never get news from Florida. It seems like it's so quiet there.
It should just be Florida woman arrested after being found naked in back seat of Jeep at dealership.
Yep.
Begin it with Florida woman. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, let's do it. It says a customer at a Toyota dealership in Pensacola Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, reported to a sales associate that a woman identified as 37-year-old Alexis King was in the back of a Jeep without any clothes on at a sales lot, according to the arrest report.
It sounds like Mr. Wolf is describing this. You've got a woman in the back and the naked with the out any clothes in the back of the Jeep. Like,
yeah, it kind of does. I love it though. Imagine you're working and somebody walked up to you and you're in a managerial position and they say, excuse me, Mr. Ribbit, but we think we have a naked lady in the back of a car.
Yeah.
Lot
is it a Wrangler?
Yeah, is it a Wrangler? Oh, interesting.
It gets better, by the way.
Oh, it definitely gets better. So it says this, the manager at the dealership told police he approached the Jeep and found King naked with her legs spread wide open.
With legs wide open!
Wide open!
That's one potential joke idea. The other one is... naked with her legs spread open
when the walls fell
at Tanagra.
There you go. I heard, my favorite new thing. I should mention this because you brought it up. That Tanagra stuff is my favorite new meta meme because it's always been meme-y, right? People repeat it and everyone knows what it is. But my favorite new thing is you'll see one where it's just that dude, that Paul, whatever his name was, the actor playing the alien, just a picture of him. But then the words are always describing other popular memes, but the way he would do it.
Oh, that's great.
So it'd be like Leonardo DiCaprio with his glass raised.
With his champagne raised. Yeah, okay, got it.
Or but it's all in that language and it's every popular meme you can think of, but him doing it. It's my favorite thing. I love
it. That is the best. No, I haven't seen any of those. I love it.
I love it so much. That's how I want all my memes delivered to me now. I guess you have to have both because you got to have the popular meme first. And then you got to have this guy doing his thing, but it's great.
Right, because you have to be able to recognize it. But you don't get, do you get both pictures or do you just get him describing it?
You just get the one.
That's the best. That's the best.
I know. Yeah. Then you're, if you're in the know, you get it. If you're not, then you're lame. You know, it's got all those aspects to it. It's great. Memes. Yeah. What are you going to do without them? All right.
Oh, I love it.
What were memes?
By the way, is there a picture of this woman fully clothed for her mugshot?
I don't know. I didn't actually look. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
Oh. Oh, she looks sad.
That's because the meth is wearing off.
Yeah, I guess so. It says, this gets worse even after what I just wrote.
Really?
So it said that after the report, a receptionist who was with him said she saw King pulling at her vagina.
Oh.
Pulling at it.
Pulling. You're not supposed to pull at it. I don't know how those things work, but...
No, you guys and your magical equipment. We don't know how it works. Do you pull at it? The manager told King to get dressed and exit the vehicle. Get dressed and exit the vehicle, she said. And which she was seen leaving the dealership, the arrest report said, another employee called law enforcement about a coworker who told him a quote, homeless woman was pleasuring herself inside one of the vehicles. That must be the same person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, maybe don't do that. Maybe.
You stopped a little too soon in this article, by the way. I mean, all that was great.
Uh-oh. What did I miss? I'm nervous.
Can you link to the article?
Yeah,
and so under her picture, under the Twitter, the Daily Star tweet with her photo,
jump
to the second paragraph.
Gosh dang it. Do we dare say it? All right, I'm saying it. All right, she says she was arrested, charged with, and this is Yahoo News. I'm not getting this off some scrubby thing in the dark corner of the internet. She was charged with burglary of an unoccupied conveyance. That's cool. Criminal mischief, unlawful exposure of sexual organs, and giving a false name. I wonder what name she used.
Yeah. Petunia Pullintwat.
Send your emails to Brian, not me.
I'll take those emails. It's totally fine.
Oh my gosh.
Look at all those show titles right there. TVZ God was first.
It's terrible. It says she's being held in jail for $7,000 bond. Okay, now here's the part no one wants to hear. The arrest report said there was a red-colored stain, which appeared to be from vaginal bleeding, consistent with the period observed in the back seat. The manager estimated $1,300 in damage. Really?
Ugh.
I mean, I admit it's all pretty out there, but $1,300? Just get some wet wipes and you're fine. It's not that bad.
I don't know. Do you have to list that on the Carfax going forward now, though?
I don't know. Like that car dad bought that had somebody got shot in it.
And, yeah, well, that had a bullet hole.
It did have a bullet and a bullet still rattling around in there, which I don't know why the police didn't get it out of the car. It was some gangland shooting. Maybe that was a sign that, I don't know, gangs are... They don't go that far into investigating when they know what happened. But anyway, bullet rattling around.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would you buy that without the backseat being reupholstered?
Yeah. Yeah. Because every car...
Every car has a red stain in the backseat.
I guess what I'm saying is every car's got something gross if it's used, right? Something gross has happened in there. Like, and it can be anything. Yeah. So... You just clean it up. It's fine. It's just a...
No.
It's fine.
Sorry.
Yeah. What if you didn't... But if you never knew, then you'd never know. You just go your whole life going, that back seat's great.
There's just some weird red stain in the back seat. I mean, I don't think we're talking about leather seats. I think if there is red-colored stain, we're talking cloth seats.
Oh, if that happens...
Yeah.
And it's... especially if it's new, because I think these might be new cars.
Yeah. This is going to take more to clean than just a...
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I don't know what that noise was, and I'm not going to ask. But here's what I'm going to say.
Squeegee is what that noise was.
But here's what I'm thinking. Now $1,300 sounds right because you'd have to swap seats out is what you'd do. You wouldn't just reupholster. You'd take that whole section out and put another one in there. That makes sense.
Oh, no, I don't think
you don't think
take
so?
Out the whole seat. I think you just reupholster.
Well, if it's a whole bench, I mean, what's easier?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, those Jeep seats do come out. Maybe, but that's going to be more than $1,300 to replace the entire back seat.
Oh, would it be? See, I don't know what that part of it costed me.
I think so, yeah.
Cars, man, whatever. All right, well, that was a fun story. Good Lord, I'm glad we picked that one.
Yeah, all right. Well, hope you've all finished your breakfast, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, here's one about wieners. If you were afraid we were going to be one-sided.
Hey, we have to equal time.
Equal time for wieners. Oscar Mayer has offered NASA a wiener mobile to transport moon astronauts. It's not quite the same.
It's called Jeff Bezos' spaceship, isn't it?
That's the biggest wiener there is.
It's already the wiener mobile.
Someday in the hospital, hopefully not too distant future, NASA's next moon-bound astronauts will catch a ride to the launch pad to board their Orion spacecraft atop a massive SLS rocket. Oscar Mayer, the food company known for hot dogs, would like to offer a bold and dignified vehicle to take them there. The wiener mobile. You know the one. You've seen it.
Oh, I've seen it.
The new one's cool.
I put in a contest entry to drive the Wienermobile because I thought that would be a blast.
Did you? How'd that turn out? I guess you just didn't win, but did they?
I just didn't win. Yeah. I got a thing back saying, thank you for your entry, and that's it.
Okay.
Got it.
Well, look at that thing. Yeah. Look at that. I mean, the new one is cool, man.
Is there a new one?
Yeah. Well, I think that's new. Click on that link and tell me.
Oh, yeah. Look at those cool indented, like the window.
Yeah, that to me seems more that's different, more high end. Although the bottom's pretty retro, but still pretty cool. Yeah. Here's the deal.
It's not a great bun, by the way. I mean, you're the first bite of that hot dog. That thing's rolling right off that pita bread bun or whatever that's sitting on.
What if that's a tray of mustard? It's still gross, right? You don't want that.
No, because that actually, if you were to lift that wiener out of that tray of mustard, that would be the right amount of mustard that would stick to that wiener.
To that wiener, right. How much mustard should stick to your wiener is the question. I don't know. I don't know. No idea.
Yeah, I don't know. So this would basically be like a replacement moon rover, right?
Yeah.
They would have a wiener mobile.
Yeah, except the whole idea is it would only go as far as the launch pad and then they'd get out and get into the thing. So it's just like the ultimate PR move. Of The Wienermobile transported astronauts. Oh,
this would just get them to the rocket as opposed to they take this up in space.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, they're not driving
and drag it around on the moon.
No.
Okay. I'm really disappointed.
Oh, I would love it. No.
This is just getting them. That's lame.
Can you imagine the footage? One small step for
give
man.
Give us a freaking Wiener moon rover. Come on.
That's a way cooler story for sure.
Oh, whoa.
We were right.
What are we using now? A golf cart? I mean, what is it, you know?
Probably, right? Some dinky
probably.
Little
and
nothing.
Who even looks at that, right? I mean, by the time they start the live stream of the astronaut stuff, they're already up in the cockpit getting ready to fly out.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't think this is that cool.
Yeah. Put this on the moon. Now we're talking.
Yeah, then we'll have a discussion. They say NASA's actually looking for new astronaut ground transportation. So it put out a call last week for commercial
providers.
Oh, we need
a new golf cart.
Yeah, we need a new tiny little thing. And they chimed in. One was a Astrovan. That's lame.
Is that what
happens now? Oh, there is a shiny Astrovan that does
clever.
It now. Yeah, Astrovan. Get it? So maybe they're used to this, except what does Wienermobile have to do with space? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, it's dumb. NASA's gearing up for its crewed Artemis missions with the intention of returning humans to the moon. The proposal should be unique, embrace the new technology, and visually embody Artemis to the public, says NASA. So wait, I didn't know we were going to... When's that happening? Men on the moon.
When are we going back to the moon?
Yeah. Let's go. That sounds great.
Yeah. I mean, is there something new? I guess we need to put a base up there so that we can use that to go further, to explore further, right? So it's like you get to the ISS,
right.
Fill up,
right.
Go to the moon, have a snack,
yep.
And then take off from the moon and go to Mars.
Yeah, you talk to Peter Stormare while you're at the ISS. He's hanging out there.
Wave hello to the Krypton criminals on the way out.
Yep, all that's true. Everything you said is true.
Yeah. Maybe they could pick up some of those golf balls while they're up there too.
Yeah, why not? How many of you in the audience got my deep Armageddon cut? How many? Be honest. How many of you?
It did go by me. I'm sorry, I did miss it.
Do you remember that in the movie? It was Peter Stormare up there. He's the only one.
He was the crazy man in the ISS. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, we got it. Says a bunch of the chat. Okay. Right. Of course, says I heard it. It doesn't mean he got
golf.
It.
Balls are on the moon.
Oh, I want to know this answer. This is a good question to ask the internet.
All right. Without looking, without Googling it yourself,
okay.
How many golf balls do you think are on the moon?
It's got to be more than I think. And I think like 3 or 4. So I'm going to say 8 to 10 golf balls.
It's actually less than you think. There are only 2 golf balls on the moon.
Oh, well, crap.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan Shepard took them both up there, and I thought that every time somebody went to the moon, they took a golf ball, and like it was a tradition.
The thing, right? Yeah. I would have thought that too. That's why I thought more than gotta be more
just
than
that.
Two. What other stuff is up there? We got flags up there. We got some broken down module.
There's some, half a lev or something like that.
Yeah, and people can do if you do the right telescope, you can see that stuff up there.
Right.
What else? A hammer and feather. What the hell's that, Captain Kipper? What's a hammer and feather?
Hammer and feather.
Probably some poo. There's probably some man poo up there.
Some poo bags,
yeah.
You think?
Well,
like
sure.
They just like, we're not going to take this back to Earth with us.
I mean, why would you eject that stuff before you get out of there?
I don't think you want that left on the moon for the next people. I think you toss it out as you re-enter so it burns up.
That's a good point. Now, let me ask you this. If you hit a golf ball hard enough on the moon, could you take it out of the moon's orbit? Is gravity
weak
enough?
I think you could.
Enough?
Yeah. Moon's orbit, I think, is light enough that you could probably hit one out of
Or not orbit.
Out of
what
orbit.
Are we trying to say?
Out of its gravity.
Gravity. Gravitational, whatever.
It's gravity.
Yeah. So if you hit it, I wonder if you could hit
although,
one hard enough.
Although in those, in those non-agile astronaut uniforms, maybe not. Like, Dice Tomato says doubtful. Really, you think? It's like 1/6 of Earth's gravity. It's like...
it's pretty tiny. Why couldn't you hit it real hard and have that leave entirely? I feel like it's possible if you hit it hard enough.
Yeah, that's the problem, is being able to hit it that hard, because... Would it be, would it slow down your swing?
I don't, well,
I mean, I know it'd be awkward to try and,
well, your swing should
swing
weigh
a
less.
Golf club in that thing, but it's not like you're underwater.
Right. It should be less resistance, right?
Right. There's no air, no resistance. Oh, Bobby Franks, you need a lot of Delta V to get something out of orbit. What's Delta V?
Delta V.
Is that in is that in Monster Energy drinks or is that in?
I think you can only get that in
Gatorade?
Weed legal states. The Delta V.
Some Delta V.
Yeah, you want Delta V? I know where you can get it. I know where you can get it. escape velocity. It's called. Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. There's probably some whole thing about this somewhere. Somebody's written this up, and the physics are known, and I just don't know it.
Bobby, you've got until Thursday to come up with an answer. Yeah.
Man, I was so annoyed this morning. You want to hear why I was annoyed?
Why were you annoyed?
Just speaking of science. I did this thing on Twitter where I said, Kim and I were just having this conversation this morning. It hit us that my mom, with her frontal lobe tumor that was pressing on her brain and going to kill her.
Right.
And my sister-in-law's stage 4 colon cancer diagnosis all happened in the same month in 2020. It was like March or April, right at the beginning of the pandemic. And at that time, there were certain people, let's call extended family and people around these two human beings that were trying to tell them, don't go to doctors, take these vitamins or do this Life Vantage thing or do this other bullshit.
Sure, sure.
And that'll take care of your...
Holistic or acupuncture or whatever.
It was like a bunch of hoo-ho. And neither of them went that direction, thankfully. They were both like, no, I tend to trust science on these things. And my mom had the tumor removed. At the age of 82, still dangerous surgery, but it worked, and she's all good now.
And she's doing fine.
Yeah, and my sister-in-law last week got to do the Ring the Bell cancer-free thing. So she's
I love that. Yeah,
she did all of her. So she did her two different surgeries. She had her whole big run, long run of a year and a half of chemo and radiation and all that. She's now cancer-free. So I had said on Twitter, had they gone the other way, the snake oil route, they would both likely be dead right now. Like, that's how fast moving both conditions were, even though they're not the same conditions. And some guy goes, you don't know that.
You don't know that they'd be dead by now?
I do know that. And besides, even if they weren't, it's not the point. The point is, had they gone that route, they would not be recovering
right,
at all.
Exactly.
There'd be no ringing the bell, I'm cancer-free last week, and there'd be my mom would be in some sort of weird comatose freaking mess because that tumor was growing rapidly in her head. I'm telling you, that guy is so freaking wrong on a million other levels. And also, strangers on the internet, when they pipe up and go, no, she wouldn't, that's like me saying, he can't prove it. He could never prove such a thing.
Exactly.
So that's why he says it. And then if it did happen his way, then he's right, but if it doesn't happen his way, oh, well, he moves on. He's just a stranger in the night. And I was so annoyed with this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And his name.
That's why social media, unless it's used for good, it's evil.
And his name was Propaganda Sniper.
Oh, really? Oh, look at that. Does he have a, is his avatar him in his car with sunglasses on?
Actually, no, it was a skull with a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
He's obviously a hardcore troll. He's been blocked. We're all moving on. But the point is, like, just go. I'm at a point in my life right now. I've hit this point. Last week I talked about making friends with people that are mad at you. That's still a good thing to do. Go for it. But if you know there's no inroad, remove them from your life completely.
Yeah.
Just
excise them like the tumor.
Like the tumor. Take the tumor out. Put a big stitch on your head and look like Frankenstein for 3 days. Do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm giving him airtime. You're right, Chad.
Carter liked my statement. Unless it's used for good, it's evil.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I like that. He's like, yeah, no, super hot take, right?
It's a hot take. Unless it's used for good, it's evil. Well,
if it's not white, it's either black or gray.
Well, it could be. You could be neutral. You know what's lawful
it could
neutral?
Be. It could,
or
that's
whatever.
True. Yes. Yeah. Right.
I mean, D&D solved all our problems. We just don't know it.
Right. Chaotic neutral. Sure. Fine.
All right. Let's move on to this story here. Grantastic is the start of the headline.
All right. Okay.
Kind of hate it. Anyway, Tarno, 78-year-old woman named Tarno, it's her last name, I guess.
Okay.
Proves she's the fastest granny in the world after running up Tatris. Am I saying that right? It's the
Tatris.
Is that the mountain? Yeah, it's in, let's see, where is it? Where is it?
Wow, Poland, looks
is it
like.
Poland? Okay. It's some like famous, famous.
We're two paragraphs in and I don't know any of these words that they're using.
It's all pretty janky. All right, so she's 78 years old. She confirmed her place as the fastest grandma in the world, running 7.8 kilometers from the town of Zakopane to the top of Tatra's Kazpowry Wirch in 2 hours.
Sure.
Okay, I'm sure that was right. Sprightly Barbara Pimarowski from Tarno outshone other prisoners. Sorry, pensioners. They're not prisoners. Pensioners.
It looked like prisoners at first.
In the over 60s category of the race after running up the peak 1,986 meters above the sea in a staggering 1 hour and 45 minutes. She's a retired sports teacher, and she was on top of the world. Anyway, pretty good. An old lady running up a thing. Look at this heartfelt story.
So the Western Tatras are a ski area. It's one of Poland's main winter ski areas.
Oh, okay.
And Kazprawy Wierch is a peak of Long Crest.
Wow.
In that mountain range.
Okay.
So good for her.
Yeah, and we've learned a little something on the way here.
We have.
I'm proud of this.
Now, when I get asked about the Western Tatras, then I can say, "Oh, sure, that's a Poland ski area."
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
all right. Now, a warning to the wise. Final story. There's a guy here who has a kilogram of nails, screws, and knives removed from his stomach.
Okay.
He's Lithuanian, hence the kilograms.
Sure.
Just kidding. He had more than a kilogram of nail screws, nuts, and knives removed from his stomach by doctors, according to local reports. He had been swallowing metal objects for a month after quitting alcohol. So he's like moved on from alcohol, moved on from whiskey to nuts. let's see.
You got to have nuts with your whiskey.
That's true. That's what I always say. If you're going to have whiskey, have your nuts.
Was he trying to get out of the army? Was he going for a Section 8?
I don't know what he's doing. So some of the objects retrieved during the surgery at the university hospital there were a 10 centimeter, about 4 inches long, or some of these items were 4 inches long, according to the Lithuania LRT public broadcaster. Surgeon Saranas Dala Nakarakatas, I don't know their name, called it a unique case. In the article, they published a surgical tray full of metal objects after the three-hour operation. The man was brought by an ambulance after severe abdominal pain. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that would do it. Oh, I was really hoping they put a photo in the article, but that's just a file photo of nuts and bolts,
courtesy
of Getty Images.
Boo.
But I think I did. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's far worse.
Oh, really?
Here's a link.
Okay, put it in the thing.
Right there in the thing.
Now I'm scared. What are we going to get here? I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
Yeah. It's a it's a kidney, like one of those kidney shaped bedpans filled with nails, like nails and screws.
Gosh.
Some of these nails are like, I don't know, 3.5 inches long, maybe 4 inches long.
Yeah. The one they said was 4 inches is right there. I can see it.
Oh, they did say one was 4 inches.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh,
horrendous. That's horrendous.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I bet you feel better now, dude.
Yeah. Best of luck to you. And your boy, they keep repeating this photo. If you scroll down the article, they show that photo like four
times.
Same
photo.
Well, they really want you to know how bad this is.
Oh,
all right. Well, never do that. And he'll probably survive, which is crazy. I don't know how you live through that, but
Identity 4 in the chat room says this show is gross.
The show is gross, man.
How this gross. Episode is very gross.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
all that talk about the Wienermobile, my God.
I know. It never ends. I try to forget the story about the seat stain. I'm trying really hard.
Yes, please.
All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Justin will be here. I almost said Jury Rotten Young. It's Justin Robert Young.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's wrong.
Jury Rotten Young.
Jury Rotten Young will be here.
Wow.
We're going to find out what's happening. I guess there was a big congressional blowout again yesterday. He's going to help us understand it, which will be good. So stick around for that. That's coming up after this break with a song that Brian has brought. What do you got?
Yeah, sit in the backseat of your car and pull on this song for a little while. This is from a UK folk punk group called Skinny Lister. They've got a brand new album called A Matter of Life and Love, which comes out Friday, October 22nd. And this is the title track. Listen, if you don't hear bands like Madness or The Specials in this, they have to be huge influences to these guys, then I don't know what you're listening to. This is the title track. Here it is, A Matter of Life and Love by the band Skinny Lister.
I've said it once and I'll say it again. Beyonce shouldn't be with Jay-Z. She needs to be with a man like Bob Newhart.
I am handsome, you goose.
The Morning Stream is battle-tested bayonets, bro.
When's the last time anybody checked in on Charlie Sheen? Think he's all right?
Yeah, we probably should peek in on him and his tiger blood.
Yeah, just
he's a wizard.
See. Duh. Just to see, because it's been since like 2011 that
maybe we're okay.
Him.
Like maybe because at the time weren't we wishing that we were hearing less about Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It was around the time that we started doing this show, though.
We got our wish, is what you're saying, and now we shouldn't wish for it to be back.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Charlie Sheen. I mean, let's look and see.
I'm trying to see if there's any news about him.
The most recent news is that he's no longer going to pay Denise Richards child support.
Oh, okay.
Because their daughter, I guess, daughter moved in with him.
Oh, she's with him now.
Yeah, Sammy moved in with him.
I'd like to warn her about what's going on there.
Perhaps. I know, exactly.
Holy Moses. Oh, there's their daughter. She's lovely. She's cute.
She is.
Yeah, don't let the drugs...
Are you looking at the picture where she looks like she's about to sneeze or she's, she's looking at a picture of a baby panda on her phone?
Like she's going, oh.
Yeah, oh, it's a picture of a baby panda she's looking at, I'm guessing.
Here, chat. You can see it. There it is. That's the three of them there. You got Charlie. You got the Full Metal, or no, what's the movie she was in? Can't remember.
That's Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers there. And then you got daughter who's going, yeah, making model faces.
Anyway, so there you go. So the news, Charlie Sheen's daughter moves in with him.
Great. Glad we're covering it. Someone needs to, damn it. Someone needs to talk about it. All right, just in time. Not just in just time.
By the way, that band was Skinny Lister. The song is called A Matter of Life and Love, which is what Charlie and Denise are dealing with right now.
Yeah, I guess so. Don't know the last time there was any love there, but, you know, we'll take what we can get. All right, Justin entering the fray. How do we know? Because this is playing.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
Welcome with me, if you will, Mr. Justin Robert Young from his studios in Austin, Texas. Justin, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, boys.
Is it? Is it? I mean, it is.
I like to think so, yeah.
You like being on? You like coming on Tuesdays? You like coming here and being here and hanging out and all that?
You know, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Oh, that's adorable. Hey, I watched some of that, just to bring us all to current here. I watched three episodes of that Why the Last Man there.
Yep.
And after your review last week. And I have to say, I quite like a lot of it. In fact, most of it. And I don't think it's very adherent to the comic at all. Like you had said, it's not at all, really. But some of the core concepts are still there, of course. And I like what they're exploring, and it's kind of interesting. There are some characters, though, I hate so bad that I want to throw them. I want to throw my TV at them, and I can't stand them. I don't know if I'm supposed to hate the former president's daughter or not, but man, I can't take her for much more than 5 minutes.
What's odd is that for her, she in the comic just kind of goes away and then reappears a very changed person in our new world.
Right.
I think that that's a very good device to use,
yeah,
because she doesn't start in a particularly great place, nor does she end in a particularly great place, but she's more interesting at the time that you see her on the other end of it. So it's like, if the question is would I like to watch that transition happen, the answer is no.
Yeah. I agree. Somebody thinks this is a good idea for her character development, and I don't know if I agree. She's really annoying, but I really?
I think that the showrunners are very excited that they can pad out episodes so they can have more seasons. And
You're probably not wrong, but I'm suckered in by this apocalyptic ideas and this concept, and you know, I just like where it's going. I like the vibe of it, and I'm gonna stick with it.
What do you think of the main guy?
I think that here's the funny thing: more than anything else in the show, I feel like he kind of is adherent to the Yurik of the comic, and not perfectly, and it's not 100%, but
I actually agree with you.
Oh,
I
you do.
That he is very much like the Yurik of the comic,
yeah,
which is a problem when you have to do a television show.
Wait, is he called Yurik like Robert Yurik or Yorick?
Yorick, like
Laugh or Yorick.
Yeah,
right?
Like the laughing clown in whatever that play was. You're right. That and the monkey are just like they are in the comic. And as a result,
yes, it's more of the both in the comic and on the television show, the monkey's illustrated.
The monkey, by the way, I looked that up. He's not a CGI all the time. A lot of times he's just a monkey. They use some
played by
CGI.
A guy in a suit.
Yeah. He's not always CG monkey.
Maybe it was in the pilot a few times where I'm just like, I don't trust this monkey. This is a secret.
Well, I don't trust him anyway because those monkeys are untrustworthy. But the point is, like, that relationship and the way they portray those two is very much like the comic. In the comic, it's a conceit you can make easily about him traveling everywhere with this damn carry-on with a monkey in it. And in the show, it just feels a little out there. Like, because they're trying to be grounded with everything else in a way that the comic isn't, or that the comic can not, you know, the comic kind of get away with where TV can't. I don't know. It's a weird combo, but I'm just sort of into it.
Now that you talk about it, there's an element of the comic of like a lot of the zaniness is sort of written off to the fact that there was such a sudden trauma.
Yeah.
And there's only a few characters that really, really seem like they have their S together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And 355 is one of them. The president's another one, although she's very much feeling the weight of it. And everybody else is kind of out there, mm-hmm, right? Like things are kind of going crazy. And that's partly why the Yorick stuff is what it is. Yeah, I don't know. Through whatever episode that I last watched, my review of the show remains the first letter of the title.
I get you. I really like that Ashley. That Ashley Roman's girl is great.
Is he so boring? Why is the world just not showing off how dynamic and exciting that apocalyptic world is in the source material? Why is everybody either as dumb as they need to be or smarter than they should be, depending on whether or not the plot needs to wrap up in the next 10 minutes. Like, how many times do we need to see somebody walk down the wrong hallway to set up a conflict?
Yeah.
Because that to me is, and again, it's like the show that I would compare it to the most is Walking Dead. And yeah, so if you've had the patience to watch Walking Dead well into its run, then you clearly have the patience to watch somebody make a totally nonsensical, dumb decision so it can set up a plot for the next.
Yeah, it's pulpy in that way. And by that, I just mean kind of cheap and tropey and, you know, those things are definitely there. But it's, to me, it's handled well enough that it's a cut above things like, I don't know, other tropey things like Lucifer or half the CW stuff. Like it's a cut above those things.
Yeah, but it certainly shot a lot better. Yeah. The cinematography's great. Some of the actors are clearly trying to sort of punch above their weight. I think that the 355 character is,
she's awesome. I like her a lot.
She's good. You know, I think if anything, the challenge with writing a character like her is we are kind of well into a world of television badass women.
Yeah.
In a way that when that character was written back in the early aughts, this was when, you know, Starbuck on the Battlestar reboot was like a crazy awesome character.
Right.
Was this awesome thing. And so it's like if you look at that character from where she was written in the contemporary stuff that was happening around in pop culture, she's great. But now I feel like they kind of need to add, and by that I mean like bring in some of her later backstory kind of earlier to kind of make her more interesting, so she's not just this kind of stern-faced, like, I'm getting stuff done lady. Mm-hmm. So you have something to do with her when she's not just being a badass. Whereas I think if this show were to have been made closer to when the source material came out, I think they would just let her be a badass and let the audience fall in love with her for doing that and then kind of bring in these other things as opposed to making her, you know, showing her vulnerability earlier, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, I feel you. I'm not going to call this like Oscar worthy content or anything, but it's ticking all my boxes at the moment. I just noticed that Missy Pyle is in this and I don't know who she's playing. And now I'm freaking out because I love Missy Pyle and I don't know who she is. She's in all the episodes and I don't have any idea who Missy Pyle's playing.
Where's she from? Missy Pyle?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is the thing I always think of.
What do you call it? What's the one we always talk about? The outer space. We're so glad you.
Oh, right. Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest.
She was one of the aliens. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I always think of.
The head female alien.
And also, what's the other one? Brian mentioned Chocolate Factory. What's the one where they throw wrenches at each other? Dodgeball.
Dodgeball?
She's in Dodgeball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the one where they throw wrenches at each other?
They throw wrenches at each other. Dodge wrench?
Dodge wrench. The game we played when we were kids. They don't let you do that anymore. Anyway.
Hey, speaking of throwing wrenches at each other, let's talk about Congress.
Good. Good transition. That's fantastic.
What a great segue.
So apparently something happened yesterday. I was so busy noticing that Facebook was down, I didn't really hear about all this, but there was a big dust up or something. What's going on?
Well, this kind of flows into what we talked about last week. There was a Congress apocalypto happening last week. Three major things. The Democrats are fighting with each other about a series of bills that will effectively create the bulk of Biden's legislation throughout his first term. There was a looming government shutdown, and then there was the raising of the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. Well, the Democrats got one out of the three done. They definitely avoided a shutdown for another 2 months. They effectively punted. They stalemated themselves, which is just a great description of so far how this leadership has gone between, you know, the Democrats running the House, the Senate, and the White House. They succeeded in making sure that they themselves didn't get anything done, and then rejoiced about it on, you know, through the media. Yeah. We can get to that a little bit later as it gets more, you know, closer to anything happening. But the big thing that happened yesterday is that the White House got involved in the raising of the debt ceiling, which is effectively the guaranteeing that the United States has full faith and credit, wherein we're able to borrow money to pay our bills. Right. If we were to default on that, then we would be effectively sending a signal to the rest of the world that, yes, indeed, our political infighting will do things like get in the way of the money. Mm. And that's a world in which we don't exactly know what's on the side of that, the other side of that door, but pretty much everybody can guess that it's not great. Yeah. Like a bunch of lollipops and candy doesn't fall out. It is quite possibly, at its worst, the beginning of the end of American dominance worldwide.
Right. So, but I still don't understand why it's seen as such a huge deal that they're trying to, like, raising the, why is it controversial? Because they all do it. Every administration, every party of every administration raises the debt ceiling, some more than others. Bush did it a ton. Obama did it a crap ton. Clinton, Bush Senior, Reagan did it a crap ton. Reagan's got the most. And let's see, Trump did it twice. Why is it a big deal? Like, if we all do it, money means nothing, it sounds like. So just go ahead and do it. Why is this football?
Isn't particularly the money in terms of the national debt. The point that the Republicans are trying to make is that the Democrats are using reconciliation too much for too many things. And so what they are saying is, well, if you love reconciliation so much, why don't you marry it? Why don't you raise the debt ceiling like that? And so therefore, we are not going to vote to raise it the way that you would normally vote to raise it. The Democrats have said, that's stupid. We think you're being stupid heads. Eventually, you'll stop being stupid heads because we're talking about possibly ending, you know, American financial dominance around the world. You'll eventually blink. And the Republicans say back to that, you guys run all three effective branches of our government, the House, the Senate, and the White House. So you guys have a good time explaining to the American public if this happens on your watch.
Yeah. Well, and the other problem is most of the American public is like, "Durr," and they don't understand any of this. So they hear things like, we are not going to raise the debt ceiling. And they go, yeah, we're not going to do that again. Yeah. But they don't understand it. They don't know what the history of it or any of that shit. And it just gives me a giant headache.
Biden weighed in yesterday and said that a meteor was coming to crash into our economy.
Yeah. We need Bruce Willis to step up.
Fairly strident language. He was then asked whether or not he could guarantee that the debt ceiling would be raised. And he said, no. So puzzling messaging from my point of view. I get it from the point of view that that he wants to follow the playbook that Chuck Schumer has been following, which is blame Mitch McConnell. But I'm kind of with you. I don't know if the American people really understand this issue. And I don't know if the president saying that the economy is about to be destroyed on my watch and I'm not in control of it is a particularly wise strategy.
Well, he's obviously trying to throw it on them. They're trying to throw it on him. But
he's the president and his party controls both houses of Congress.
Good point. It's a good point. Like, I heard, was it McConnell the other day? He goes, we will have. He was talking about something where.
Sounds like him. That sounds like a guy we know.
That's very good. It is a very good impersonation.
It's the only good impersonation I do. But he was talking. I can't remember what it was. It was one of those deals where they put up video from 2016 or 2018 when the ceiling had to be raised. And then they showed video of him like 3 days ago saying, we're not going to do it. And back then he was like, we'd never let it default here in America. He did that whole thing. And then later he does the other thing. And I've learned something, Jerry. I want to tell you what I've learned.
Yeah.
As we wind down here.
Politicians are hypocrites.
Well, it's as asinine as it sounds. I think I'm finally maybe grappling with this concept that they are all hypocrites. That now that I think about it, I really think about it, as long as I've been alive or old enough or mature enough to understand people, conversations, and words, whoever gets in, everybody always hates them, and there's division the entire time. And they might get reelected, but it's, you know, it's not usually not a blowout or whatever. Sometimes it is. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's always just, okay, election, and then election, and this part never leaves. It never goes away. Now, I may also come to the realization one day that is good for us, and it's the battle, not the war, that matters, that's part of the process. And if you didn't have that constant fight, then what do you then it actually doesn't work, because then you just give up and one side does whatever or another side does whatever. But that we need that. Maybe that's true. But I'm at the stage right now where I'm like, it sucks. It just sucks. It's just constant. Nobody really, really ever works together. Ever. Even in the ones where there's big dominance and popularity like Reagan or others, they weren't real. There were still like just gigantic gaps. So maybe the gap is the point. Is that the point?
Demonization. Sometimes there is more cooperation than others, and let's remember that there was not too long ago that we got a big bipartisan infrastructure passed through the Senate. It hasn't been passed in the House, assuming at some point it will. But that is a representation that there is some kind of bipartisan thing, and that was something that both Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer did vote for. So I think that is something to keep an eye on if you want to kind of fall into despair. Just a thing that I want to point out from the chat. This is just something that heads up, so you don't look silly in any kind of online political argument. This is one of those things where, like, when people say, like, "Oh, well, like gerrymandering is gonna fix the races in the Senate." Gerrymandering doesn't happen in the Senate because those are statewide races. So similarly, in this situation, if you are upset with Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, that issue is this reconciliation bill about human infrastructure and hard infrastructure. That's a separate issue now. It is only really tied to this debt ceiling thing because Mitch McConnell wants to make the point, wait a minute, if using reconciliation is the only thing that can happen for this particular gigantic social spending bill, why is it not also good for raising the debt ceiling? Like, he wants to hammer that home, and eventually he wants the Democrats to blink. The problem is that there was a report yesterday that said that if reconciliation was going to be used on the debt ceiling, which does take a little bit of a process, it by the time that the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it needs to be raised, which is the 18th of this month, they would have had to start yesterday, and they didn't. Okay. We'll see. Maybe the fall of Rome?
Maybe.
Find out next week
right here on Jury Duty. Tell people where you're at this week and what they should be looking for.
If you want a lot more conversation about Senate, the reconciliation bill, and more, you can listen to the Politics podcast tomorrow, featuring a roundtable conversation with myself, Andrew Heaton, and Jen Briney. We go over all of it and more.
Ooh, that sounds fantastic. Cool. People check that out. Justin Robert Young. Ooh, and he sneezed with a cough switch. That was fantastic. Look at this. A pro all the way to the end. Justin, have a good one.
I think it became a sneeze switch when he did that.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, it was a sneeze. You're right. What am I doing?
The jury
here?
Will now retire.
Oh, yeah, it's this one.
The jury will now retire.
Thank you, Brian. I almost forgot.
No problem. I'm here for you. I can do it for you if you need.
Nicely done. All right, we are out of here. I got a doctor's appointment, so we're going to end things basically on time today. Mm-hmm. That's how it'll go. We just won't go long. That's all the differences.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I do want to thank our patrons. We got a bunch of them. And tomorrow, we're going to read off some names of some brand new folks. So if you have joined in the last few days, you're definitely going to get mentioned tomorrow. If you haven't yet, there's still time. Head on over to patreon.com/TMS and join in the fun now. You can get in as low as $1 a month, which is insane and just plain stupid. Really, we are stupid for doing it the way we did it. But you can take advantage of that and become a patron today at that very low cost. Patreon.com/TMS. All right, Brian, I think we should go.
Let's go. Oh, but you know, we have to play a song before we can go.
Okay.
I have one. I have one. Dan wrote in, said, Brian, you recently played a song by Walzer on TMS. I have since consumed their YouTube channel, bought their album, and saw them live. Sophie Sputnik even touched my arm.
Ooh.
Anyway, to get more waltzery goodness to the podcast listening audience, you must play Puddle's Pity Party's cover of Destroyer. Please play this on any show except for PM, because there's a 50-50 chance Scott will forget to tack it onto the end of the file. Thanks.
It's more like 60-40, but I take his point. I take it.
You've been great lately. Yeah. You shouldn't
I've
get
made
any
a point
flat.
Of it because I screwed that up like 2 weeks in a row once, and I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, if you Walzer, what a great band, and that song I played on TMS months ago. People loved it. I got a lot of feedback on that. Well, now you can hear that song again, but this time covered by the sultry voice. The fantastic voice of Puddle's Pity Party. This is a single he released last year covering Walzer's song Destroyer. Here is Puddle's Pity Party.
All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Your rabbit foot on your chain, 'cause I'm your destroyer and I'll make you say my name. He was a salesman, she was a gift, and I am poison, no, we never met. It's in my essence, it's always been, and now I'm using you to get my baby.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
They told me to flush the pipes, so I flushed the pipes.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.